অরুশতাই মঙ্গল পাঠ স্টার্ট।
অরিহন্তারম নমো সিদ্ধারম নমো আর্যম নমো নমো অরিহন্তারম নমো সিদ্ধারম নমো আর্যম নমো নমো উভয়ায়নম নমো লোসব সাহুনম এষো পঞ্চ নমোকারো সব পাপ বিনাশনো মঙ্গলারম চ সবেসি পরমম হবাই মঙ্গলম।
চত্বারি মঙ্গলম অরহন্ত মঙ্গলম সিদ্ধ মঙ্গলম সাহু মঙ্গলম কেবলিপানতোধম অমঙ্গলম। চত্বারি লুগোত্তম অরহন্ত লুগোত্তম সিদ্ধ লুগোত্তম সাহু লুগোত্তম কেবলিপানতোধম অলুগোত্তম। চত্বারি শরণম পবিচামি অরহন্ত শরণম পবিচামি সিদ্ধ শরণম পবিচামি সাহু শরণম পবিচামি কেবলিপানতম ধামম অশরণম পবিচামি।
ভেরি গুড আরুষ। ওকে, সো ওয়ে ওয়ার উই লাস্ট টাইম, ওয়ে উই লেফট, হোয়াট ওয়ার উই রিডিং? দিয়া, হ্যালো,
Last time we heard, we learned about destruction, dharma, and then we listened to a story.
Studios.
Story of a state.
Of
Of a
Sid.
saint.
Okay, fine. Okay, who will tell me Namokar mantra is written in which language? Natasha?
Namokar mantra is written in Sanskrit language.
Prakrut.
Yeah. Which language?
Prakrut.
Prakrit. Very good. And Arush, what is the meaning of Ramukar mantra?
It means that it.
I bow down to. Yes, I bow down to.
It means that the.
Yeah, it means that I bow down to whom? Okay, Arush, you know the name of five Parameshtis? Yes, tell me the name of five Parameshtis. Arihant Parameshti. Yes. Very good. Then?
And other three I don't know.
Okay. So, Namo Arihantaram. Arihantaram means Arihant Parameshti. Namo Siddharam, Siddha Parameshti. Namo Ayariyaram, Acharya Parameshti. See?
Yes.
Which Parameshti? Third is?
Acharya
Parameshti. Fourth is Namo Uvajjhayaram. So, Uvajjhayaram is Upadhyay. Upadhyay Parameshti. And Namo Sabva Sahuram. Sahuram means Sadhu Parameshti. So, Arahant Parameshti, Siddh Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti. Can you say it again?
Yes, I'm just writing the Parameshti's name down.
Okay. German, what do we mean by Mangal?
I forgot.
It's okay. Diya, you know what is the meaning of Mangal?
Hello, we got disconnected. We just joined back. Sorry, we missed last 2 minutes.
Yes, yes, Diya, you know the meaning of Mangal?
Yes, Mangal means best.
Mangal means best. Okay, Natasha, Mangal means best.
It means supreme.
Something that gives happiness.
Okay, something that gives us happiness and some it takes away something. Yeah, something which gives us happiness or something which takes away all our sins. So what is Uttam, Diya? If Mangal is supreme, then what is Uttam?
Uttam is best.
And Mangal is supreme?
Yes.
So what is the difference between supreme and best?
They are same.
Yes, so Mangal is something which gives us happiness and takes away all the sins. And Uttam is something which is supreme or best. Okay, Jamin?
Okay.
Arush, do I need to repeat name of five Parameshthis again?
No, I've written them down, but if you want, I can say their names.
No, it's okay. Okay, so you know what do we mean by Sharan?
No.
Okay. What is Sharan? Jamin, you remember? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Jamin, you don't remember. Natasha, do you?
What was the question again?
Do you remember?
Sharan. What is the meaning of Sharan?
Sharan, I think it means to take shelter, if I remember correctly.
Yes, to take shelter. Is it correct?
Yes.
Yes, Sharan is to take shelter. Okay, fine. After... Like this quiz ends, by tomorrow you all will receive one word file, okay? In that some very simple questions will be there. What we all will do, we all will fill those answers. It's an open book test, you can take help of your parents, your notes, anything. But the moment you write the answers, like one word answers, or yes or no, true or false, okay? The moment you write the answer, you should remember that answer in the next session. I will ask you. Is it fine?
Yes.
Okay. So this way, like it's an open book test and it will be like a quiz. So like till now, whatever we have learned, I'll put it in simple questions. You take help of anything and then return it back to us. And then I'll correct it and then I'll ask some of the questions from it. Fine?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, okay. Okay, so we were reading about this Lakshan Mahaparva. This Lakshan Dharma Mahaparva. What is this? This is a festival, right? Correct or not? Hello? Hello? Arush?
Yeah?
Yeah, so the Lakshan Parv is a festival, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Natasha, Jamin.
Yes, it's a festival.
It's a festival. Okay, so how many types of festivals are there? We learned about two types of festivals. One which are celebrated at a particular period of time.
And eternal.
Yes. Very good, Jamin. What are the two kinds? those festivals which are celebrated always, like irrespective of what time it is, they are celebrated in all time frames. Like they were being celebrated before Mahavir Bhagwan or after Mahavir Bhagwan. They'll be celebrated after 100 years or 500 years or 1000 years. And some festivals are such which are event based, like birthday of Arush. So birthday of Arush was not being celebrated before Arush took birth. But when Arush took birth, now it is being celebrated every year. So it is event based, based on the birth of Arush. Correct? Okay. So can you tell me one recent festival which we celebrated? Which festival just passed by?
Diwali.
Diwali. So Diwali. Very good. Happy Diwali to you all.
Happy Diwali.
Okay. So Diwali is eternal festival or event based? Who will tell me one by one? Arush. Diwali is eternal festival or event-based?
Event.
How? Very good. How?
Because on Diwali, for a reason we celebrate it, and so if there's a reason, so we're not just doing it for an eternal, we're doing it for a reason, so that's why it's called an event.
Yeah. Very good. So what was the reason, Natasha, why do we celebrate Diwali?
It's because it's based on an event and it's celebrated in a particular period of time.
No, it's fine. I got it. It's an event-based festival. I'm just asking, why do we celebrate Diwali? What happened on this very day?
Because I think our Bhagwan got moksha that day.
Which Bhagwan? Adinath Bhagwan?
Mahavir Bhagwan? No, I think. Or
yes. Who got moksha on this day?
I think Mahavir Bhagwan.
Mahavir Bhagwan. Jaimin, why do you celebrate Diwali?
Because Mahavir Bhagwan got nirvana.
Okay, what is the difference between nirvana and moksha?
They're the same thing.
Yeah, very good. Deya, why do we celebrate Diwali?
Because that is the way, that is the day when Mahavir Bhagwan went to moksha.
Very good. So we celebrate Diwali because from on this day Mahavir Bhagwan left his body, means he was Arahanta and he had some of Sharan and all, he was Tirthankar. But we have heard about five Kalyanaks, right? Panch Kalyanak, we learnt about it, right? Anybody remembers the name of five stages that Tirthankar passes through? Five Kalyanaks? Hello? Arush?
Yes?
Do you remember we learnt something about Panch Kalyanak? Yeah. Anyone? Natasha, do you?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you the
names? Yeah, tell me the names. Listen to Natasha, okay? Yeah, Natasha.
Wait, so I'm telling you the names?
Yes.
Okay. So the first Kalyanak is Garbh Kalyanak.
Very good.
The second is Jal.
Yes.
No. Then we have Diksha Kalyanak.
Very good. Correct.
And Jan Kalyanak.
Yes.
And Moksh Kalyanak.
Moksh Kalyanak. Very good. So in Garbh Kalyanak, the jeev of Tirthankar comes into the stomach of mother, okay? And then they stay there for 9 months and after that they take birth. So this is Janma Kalyana, they take birth, their birthday. Then after some time they become Muni, they become Sadhu Pameshti. So they take Diksha. So Diksha Kalyanak. And then they attain Keval Gyan, they become Arahanta. So when they attain Keval Gyan, they attain complete knowledge. So it is Gyan Kalyanak or Keval Gyan Kalyanak. And when they become Siddha, means they attain Moksha, it is known as Moksh Kalyanak. So these are the five stages. So which Kalyanak is Diwali for Mahavir Bhagwan? Jaimin.
Wait. What did you say? What was the question?
Diwali is some Kalyanak?
It's Moksh Kalyanak?
Of?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Moksh Kalyanak of?
Of Kevajnan?
No, Moksh Kalyanak of whom? Mahavir Bhagwan, right? Very good, very good. So, Mahavir Bhagwan went to Moksha on this day. Therefore, Diwali is the Moksha Kalyanak of Bhagwan Mahavir. Okay? Okay, fine. So, we come back to these eternal and event-based festivals. Why Diwali is eternal, not eternal festival? Because it was not being celebrated before Mahavir Bhagwan got Moksha. And the moment he got Moksha, since then we are celebrating Diwali, right? And after a particular point of time when we all will forget Mahavir Bhagwan, we'll stop celebrating Diwali because we'll not be there, and if everybody forgets it, nobody will celebrate Diwali. The next Tirthankar will come, he will go to Moksha, his Moksha Kalyanak will be celebrated. Okay, so these are event-based festivals because they are celebrated in a particular period of time. Okay, now what is Dash Lakshan Dharma Mahaparva? Who will tell me? It is the festival of what? Whose festival? What do we celebrate? Diya.
It is the festival where celebrate Dash Lakshan.
Yeah, so it's like Dash Lakshan Dharma. Okay, we'll read name first. Okay, have you all opened your study materials?
Yes.
Natasha?
Yeah?
You have opened your study material?
Yes, we have it.
Okay, Jaimin?
Can you wait a minute?
Yeah, please. Slide number 4. Slide number 4.
Yes, I am on slide number 4.
Okay. Jaimin, tell me when you are on slide number 4.
Ready.
Ready. Okay. So, what does it read? Slide number 4, Arush. The hatting.
Supreme.
Yes, Arush.
Supreme Udisti.
No. The heading. The topmost thing. Das Lakshan Dharma.
Das Lakshan Dharma, my treasure.
Yes. What are Das Lakshan Dharma?
Das Lakshan Dharmas are. Thus Lakshan Dharmas are
my treasure. Means Thus Lakshan Dharmas are 10 dharmas that I have within me. My soul has, means I have 10 types of, like I have infinite types of attributes. Okay, I have how many attributes? Infinite. Okay, attributes are also, some of the attributes are also known as dharma. Okay, so I have infinite dharmas. Out of those infinite dharmas, I have 10 main, like main dharmas, which we celebrate as Daslakshan Dharma. So Daslakshan Dharma is nothing like it's resting something in the temple and we pray about it, we celebrate it. Daslakshan Dharmas are 10 qualities that we have. Okay, fine. Okay, so now read it. We'll read it one by one. Okay, how will we read it? Like, I'll read the first one, then Natasha will read second, Arush, Jaimin, and then Dia. Okay, I'm reading the first. Supreme forbearance means Uttam Kshama. Natasha.
Supreme modesty means Uttam Mardav.
Supreme straightforwardness means Uttam Arjav. Supreme contentment means Uttam Shaunch.
Uttam Shaunch. Very good. Dia.
Uttam Satya.
Supreme truth means Uttam Satya. Very good. Yeah. Supreme self-restraint means Uttam Sayam.
Supreme austerity means Uttam Tap.
Supreme renunciation. Means Uttam Tyag.
Very good.
Supreme possessionlessness means Uttam Akinjanya.
Very good.
Supreme celibacy means Uttam Brahmacharya.
Very good. Okay. See, these are the 10 names. Uttam Kshama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Shauch, Uttam Satya, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya. Why are we reading these? Because whatever now the next chapter that we are going to read is very much related to this. How? Because now we are reading positive things, then we'll be reading negative things. Okay, so now Kshama is this and what is violence? Okay, so we'll be reading negative things of this in the next chapters, in the coming chapters. So we are reading the positive things, that how does those things come into play? So they come into play because these attributes of me. My attribute is to be always non-violent, to not get angry on anybody. But do we get angry? Natasha, do you get angry sometimes?
Yes.
So do you get angry all the times?
No.
Acha, so what is the proportion? Like, you get angry for 23 hours and get not angry for 1 hour? Or opposite?
Opposite.
Like, you get angry for very small period of time when we compare it to the whole day. Right? So very small proportion of a day, you get angry. Like, right? Why not all day? Like, why you have to be glad all day and be angry for only some part of time? Same is with everybody, right? We do not get angry for all day, and when we analyze the 24 hours, we get angry for very small period of time, don't we? Right, when we compare it to the big picture, like for 24 hours, so I'll calculate it, I'll get, okay, 2 hours, I got angry for 2 hours, okay, 3 hours, not more than that, right? I had fight with my friend, got finished, we cried, over, right? So why is it like we are remaining non-violent or like forbear or what do I say? Not angry for a more period of time, then we are getting angry. Why is it? Anybody? Arush?
Yeah,
why is it that we are getting angry for lesser time, then we are not getting angry. Do you all understand my question? My question is, we all get angry, that is very, like, we all understand and we all agree on this, that we all get angry. But the time for which we remain angry and time for which we do not remain angry has huge difference. And time for which we remain angry is very small, right? All of us have the same thing. So I am asking, why with everybody the same case, that we remain angry for lesser time?
Can I
know?
Yeah, say dear.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay, Narosh. Nobody knows, okay? We are just, okay, it's not a class, okay? We all discuss. Just share whatever idea comes on your mind, okay? Yeah, Dia, do you have any idea of why is it happening?
Because our main nature is not to get angry.
Exactly. Because our nature is not to get angry. Anybody is getting it. See, if we had this nature, then the case would have been opposite. For most of the time, we would have remained angry, and for a very lesser period of time, we would have remained, like, okay, calm and simple. But it is not happening. Like, when we put water on the gas, okay, on the stove, it gets boiled up. And when we put it out of the stove, it starts calming down. It starts getting cold. Right? So, it remains hot only for that period on which it is being put on the stove. And if you keep it alone, it will again calm down. It will again get to its normal basic form. Right? Why? Because the nature of water is to remain cold. It's not to remain hot. Right? So, it remains hot for a very short period of time. The same way, we all get angry for a very short period of time. When everything surrounds us and we mess up with everything, okay? So, now, like, we actually explode. But for other times, we are normal. Why? Because it is our nature. So, this is my dharma. To not get angry. Hello.
Yes.
Okay, just tell me one thing. Do the terrorist not understand that killing is a bad thing? Do they understand or do they not?
Yes, I understood.
We understood that. No. I'm asking Dia, Arjun, Natasha, Amish, Arjun is not there. Arush, Jamin, what my question is, killing is a good thing or not? It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing, right? It's a bad thing. Okay. Everybody on this earth knows that killing is a bad thing.
Yes.
Everybody. Even the terrorists, they also know that it is a bad thing. Therefore, they do it so they can make the people frightened of them, right?
Yes.
Why do we fear from killing? Why do everybody treats killing as a bad thing? Why? Because killing is not our nature. To kill somebody, to kill jivas, it's not our nature. Our nature is to carry supreme forbearance. Our nature is to carry the pure calmness, the serenity that we have. Uttam kshama. We should always let it go. Like if somebody has committed some mistake, we cannot kill him or her. Just forbear. Are you all getting my point? How these are our nature? Because we are seeing it practically. Are we seeing it or not? Hello? Everybody getting my point?
Yes.
Agreeing with me? Everybody? So, is to be not angry our nature or not? Anybody has any question? Hello?
To be not angry is our nature.
Yeah, to get not angry is a nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we do not remain angry for more period of time, okay, long period of time. Fine. Okay, now this was just the introduction for Dasyatin Dharma. What we'll do, one by one, everybody will read the 10 names. I'll read it first, then Dia, then Jamin, then Arush, then Natasha, okay? All the 10 names, because we have to remember as many names as we can. And we'll remember it later, then it will come automatically. Okay? So I'm reading 10 names, you have to read 10 names, okay? Uttam Kshama.
Hello?
Yes. I'm reading it. Uttam Kshama, Uttam Martav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Shauch, Uttam Satya, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya. Diya. I guess Dia got... Dia, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uttam Shama, Uttam Mada, Uttam Ajav, Uttam Soch, Uttam Satya, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akichanya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Very good.
Uttam Shama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Satya, Uttam Saud, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Very good. Uttam Shauch, then Uttam Satya. Okay, what you said is also correct. Okay, fine. Arush?
Uttam Shama. Uttam Arjav, Uttam Shaunch, Uttam Satya, Uttam Sanyam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Oh, you missed one. After Uttam Shama, what comes?
Uttam Mardav.
Uttam Mardav. Uttam Shama, then Uttam Mardav. Okay, very good, Arush. Hello? Yeah, Natasha.
On the first slide and the fourth slide, on the fourth slide it says Uttam Shama, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Saunch, Uttam Sayam, and then Uttam Sayam, and then on the first slide it says
Yeah. I'll tell you the reason. When we'll be reading it, I'll tell you the reason. That first line is taken from some... Okay, I'll tell you the reason, okay? That's why I said that both the sequences are correct, okay? One is according to four kind of passions that we'll be reading, and one is according to the sequence that comes in one of the scripture. Okay, so both the sequences are correct. But generally we have to learn about passions, so we are reading on sequentially on the passions, okay? So this, on the slide 4, what we have written is according to passions, okay?
Okay.
Fine. Yeah, Natasha, your turn.
Okay. Uttam Shama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Shauch, Uttam Satya, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Very good, very good. Okay, so these are the 10 names. Okay, now, first we see how do we like, if we have to tell a story about the Dasyatin Dharma Parma, what is the actual basic reason? So basic reason is that these are our 10 dharmas, okay? Our 10, we just concluded that to not get angry is our dharma, to carry this Uttam Kshama, to be calm, serene is our dharma, because it's a very nature. So we celebrate our dharma. But other than this, any other reason to celebrate this Lakshan Dharma? So we all come to slide number 3. We are all on slide number 3?
Yes.
Okay. Arush, can you read it for us?
Yes. Thus Lakshan Dharma, the first... Is it an eternal festival? Thus Lakshan Dharma, the festival is about 10 dharams that our soul has. Our soul is eternal. Thus, these dharmas are eternal.
Wait. Yeah. So, okay, when we are going to die, Natasha, when?
When our soul dies.
Okay, so when does soul die?
Never.
Never. Okay. Okay, fine. Tell me, Natasha, who are you? Your soul or your this body?
I am a soul.
You are a soul. So when you say when this soul dies, at that time the soul becomes this, a separate entity, then who are you?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
I'm asking you, when I asked you, you said when the soul dies. So the way you answer, it sounds like the soul is a different thing. So is it different thing or you and soul are same?
Me and soul are the same thing.
Okay, but this body comes in between and it looks like it is me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. So, I am Jeev, Shareer is a Jeev. Jeev is somebody who has knowledge and who feels about what is happiness and what is sorrow, who actually suffers or who actually feels happiness, who enjoys happiness. So I am Jeev because I know I have knowledge, I can know things, I can understand things. Okay, and any of the attributes of this world, any of the substances of this world never dies. Okay, when you will, like, okay, we'll take a pen. Okay, when will that pen die? Who will tell me when the life of pen? The pen, we all know pen.
Yeah.
Okay, so now to destroy pen, what we'll do, we'll hammer it with something. Okay, so it's now in pieces. Now still, the pen, the of course the form, it was like it was very beautiful earlier, but now it's in pieces. But the substance with which the pen was made are still there. They're there or not? Hello?
Yeah,
they are there. Okay, you can see the substances. Now the pen is broken. It's not dead. It has not yet disappeared. Right? Now, again. Now what we'll do, we'll burn it. Okay, we'll just burn it. So now I am again burning it. What is happening? It is getting melted. Okay, it is getting melt. Right?
Yeah.
Still, it's in liquid form. Now, has it... like gone away from this world, or you can still see it? The plastic in that is a plastic, you burn it, it will melt, right?
Yeah,
but it's not getting like dead. So now tell me, how will you destroy this plastic thing? Huh? Okay, now we'll take a book. Okay, I have a book, I'll tear it down. It will remain still the pages, but they are not like one real page. Now there are 10 different pieces of a page. But the substance, the page remains or not?
Yes.
Hello? The page remains. Everybody is with me, right? Hello?
Yes.
The page remains, okay? Like pen, when we broken it down into pieces, the material, the plastic remained there. The form pen got changed. Right? The same way, if I have a book, if I tear it down, it falls into pieces. But still, I can feel if I pick out one piece, I know it is a paper. Right? A small paper. Now, if I burn it, what does it become?
Ashes.
Ashes. Now, can you see the ashes? Those blackened ashes, burnt pages. Can you see those?
Yes.
But now it's in the form of ashes.
Yeah.
My question, The material from which the book died, that became ashes, but that material remains or not? You can still see the material. Hello, you can see the ashes or not? No, you cannot see ashes.
You can see the ashes.
You can see the, yeah, black. So my point is, nothing in this world dies. Only the forms changes. If I have this body, I get out of it, they'll call it dead. What they'll do, they'll burn it or they'll bury it. Okay? When they burn it, again ashes remains. Right? So the things of which this body is made changes its form. It becomes, it gets drawn into that soil or something, or it gets disappeared in the air. But nothing in this world is such which dies. Just the form changes. I have this gold, okay? And I have this gold ring. Now what I did, I burnt it and I made the necklace of that ring. So that gold, did gold die? Hello?
No.
Then where is that ring? I cannot see the ring. How can you say the gold is not there? I mean the gold is there. I cannot see the ring. Ring died or not?
No.
Because it's not a living thing.
Arre, but Baba, my question is, Diya, the ring, can you see the ring now? No, you cannot see. Right? Because we have melted the gold down and we have made necklace out of it. So can we see the ring? No. Right? Correct? But does it mean that gold is dead?
No.
Why? Because we can see the necklace of the gold. Gold is still there, right? So the main substance of which the things are made, the ring was particular modification. Like present our modification is to know this thing. After some day, like I am looking now, like this body is there, okay? It is now 2 months old, then a year old, then 20 years old. So we can see the differences. So where is that 2 year boy that I was some 18 years or 20, 19 years back? Where is he? He has grown up, right? Hello? Are you getting my point? Okay, I'll tell you one thing. Okay, one story I'll tell you in 3 minutes and then we'll conclude today's session. In the next, we have to start with the new chapter and this eternal festival. I'll tell you the story of this eternal festival in the next session. So then we'll be done with Dashlakshan Dharma. Okay, what we'll try to do, we'll try to remember the names. So in the next class, I'll tell you, like, we concluded how to not get angry with our nature. Same way, there are many different things which are our nature. How they are, we'll be learning it in the next session. One story, okay? Once upon a time, there was a king, okay? And king had his queen, okay? And queen has many, 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 like, you know, treasure of jewelries, okay? But all, everything was, like, very old-fashioned, okay? So one day, king was sitting in his, in his room, and he was looking at the jewelry of his queen. He thought, now the jewelry is very old fashioned and doesn't suit our queen, okay, so we should make it renewed. So what did he do? He called the queen with all the jewelry and told her to put it on the ground. She doesn't know about anything, okay? And now this king summoned one of his, those who deal with this gold and all those who make jewelry. He called one of his, those servant, and he came. And king ordered him to make new fashioned jewelry. So he said, okay, and he started beating and cracking all the prison jewelry. Now the queen was looking at all those jewelry and he's beating them. She started crying, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? She actually took one of the sword and ran towards that the one who was doing this thing, she actually ran with a sword towards him. So then the king stopped her. Now tell me why the queen is worried about. At the same time, why the king is not worried?
The queen is worried because she thinks that he's breaking all of the jewelry and she'll never get it back. But the
very
queen.
Nice.
But
wait. And why the king is not getting? Jamin, why the king is not feeling any trouble?
Does he know his servant is making it a new fashion?
Okay. Something other than this, can you think something relating to, like, okay, if, okay, tell me, the jewelry will be worn by the king or not? Who will wear the jewelry?
The king.
The king will wear the jewelry or the queen?
The queen.
Queen, right? The king has nothing to do with jewelry. So, but king has some interest in the jewelry. Okay, in our home, for our moms, a father brings some gold and gift it to them, right? Okay, so what our fathers do, they purchase what? They purchase gold or diamond, right? So fathers have interest in what? Gold or in the jewelry?
Gold.
Okay. So whatever happens to the jewelry, it gets broken. Our fathers are unaffected. But the moment our mothers loses one of the jewelry, then the father gets into like huge tension about how can him, like, the gold is more precious to a father and jewelry is more precious to our mothers, right? Now tell me one thing. If the king is not looking at the jewelry, but the gold, he's happy. Why? Because by beating the jewelry, the gold doesn't get affected. Right? So he's happy. At the same time, by looking at the jewelry, it is getting broken by that person. The queen cries. Why? Because she's looking at the jewelry. Same, in the same fashion, when we look at the substance, the main substance, we do not get worried. Like, if this body has some, anything, something happens to this body, I get malaria or something, polio I get. So we are worried. Why? Because I'm looking at this body. And at the same time, if I look at my soul, I'm not worried. Why? Because nothing has happened to me. The same way, in the same fashion, when jewelry, when we bake jewelry, the present stage of gold does change, but the gold remains. The same way, anything happens to my surroundings, I remain. So, what do you have to always see? If we see the substance, the basis of which the things have been made, we never get worried. But when we see the present situation, the present modification, we'll be learning it in Dravya Gun Paryay. So when we'll be seeing, looking at the Paryay or the modification, we get worried, like that queen. We start crying. The situation's made us cry because we are looking at the situation. And we're not looking at the permanent, never getting tempered Dravya or the substance. Right? Okay? Now, I guess Sachin ji made you listen a story last class. He had given you some homework. We'll be continuing this thing in the next session. Okay, Sachin ji will take over from now. And we'll start with one of the new poem in the next session. And with this, we'll complete this Dasalakshan Dharma. Okay? Okay, Sachin ji, please.
Thank you, Anubhav ji. Okay, so, you know, Natasha, Arush, Jamin, Diya, last week I told you a story, and just to, you know, for Anubhav ji's benefit also, I'll just quickly tell the story in, you know, the short form. So the story goes like this, you know, there was a saint who visits a village, and whatever the saint has, you know, the powers, like, you know, whatever he tells, he can see the future. Whatever he tells, everything happens to be true. So he comes to the village and he starts telling things. Everything starts happening however the saint says. And, you know, villagers start following him, starts preaching him. One of the bad person in the village didn't like this because he wanted people to follow him. So he is trying all his different techniques and ideas to make sure that saint, you know, turns out to be a, you know, false one, or his decision goes wrong. But, you know, every time he tries, nothing works out. So finally he calls all the villagers, you know, near the temple. And he has a brilliant idea. He goes there with a pigeon in his hand, but he, you know, holds the pigeon in back of his hand so that the saint cannot see it. And he asks a question to the saint that, do I have a alive pigeon or a dead pigeon? What do I have in my hand? If the saint answers that it's an alive pigeon, this person has decided that he will twist the neck of pigeon and kills and will he will kill the pigeon. So in this way, the saint will be proved wrong. And if you know the saint says is dead pigeon, then this person will not kill the pigeon. He will just show that no, he's alive pigeon. So whatever the saint answers, he is going to be proved wrong. And if he's proved wrong, people will again start following the bad person, and the villagers, everyone will be again in, you know, all the kinds of problems. So this is the question he asked the saint. The saint has to, you know, kind of give an answer whereby, you know, even he is not proved wrong, and, you know, obviously he would want to save the life of the pigeon too. So the question was, what would be the answer of saint? And I last week, you know, most of the people answered saying that the saint would answer saying that it's a dead pigeon. And, you know, they can at least save the life of pigeon, and, you know, that person will say that, okay, the pigeon is alive. And but still, in this answer also, the saint will be proved wrong. So the question was, what would the saint answer? So Arush, Natasha, and Dia, and Jamin, do you have any different answer from what you told last week, or do you have the same answer?
I couldn't come up with another answer.
Yeah, tell me. Oh, you couldn't think of another answer, Arush? Is that what you said?
Yes, I said that.
Okay.
I cannot come up of another answer.
Okay, that's fine. Natasha?
I wasn't here last class, so I don't have an answer.
No, but I just told the story, so now you can answer me.
Okay, can you repeat the question again?
So the question was, you know, he asked the saint whether what is there in my hand? Do I have an alive pigeon or a dead pigeon? And he has held the pigeon on back of his hand so that, you know, the saint cannot see. So if the saint answers it's a alive pigeon, then this person will twist the neck of the pigeon and he will kill the pigeon. And then he will show that, you know, it's a dead pigeon. And if the saint answers it's a dead pigeon, he will not kill and show that it's an alive pigeon. So what would be the answer of saint?
I think the C might say,
saint.
Oh, the saint, I think the saint will say, it's alive.
Okay, if the saint says alive, then this person will twist the neck of the pigeon and kills him and says that it's, you know, pigeon is dead. So saint is also proved wrong and pigeon is also dead. So saint will never do that.
But if the pigeon is just because the pigeon's body is dead, the soul is still alive.
Yeah, that is that. But, you know, end of the story, you are taking away the life of a pigeon which the saint would not want. So
he would say okay. Dead then.
So I mean probably, you know, he would, if he says dead pigeon, then again, you know, in that answer also, he will be proved wrong. Anyways, Jamin, what do you think?
I think he will say dead pigeon.
Okay.
I think I have an answer.
Yes, please.
I think he will also say dead pigeon because it doesn't matter if you say an answer right or you save the life of an animal. Those are two different things. So what is more important, answering a question right or saving the life of an animal? I think he wanted to save the life of the animal, so I think he will say dead pigeon.
Okay, that's a good, logic. Okay, so the answer goes like this. The saint was very clear. He wanted to save the pigeon as well as he didn't want to be proved wrong. Dia, do you have an answer?
No.
Okay, so the answer goes like this. The saint was very clear. He wanted to save the pigeon as well as he didn't want to be proved wrong. So, when this person asks him whether I have a dead pigeon or an alive pigeon, what is there in my hand? The answer of the saint is that the life of pigeon is in your hand. Did everyone get the answer?
The life of pigeon is in your hand?
Yeah, the life of pigeon is in your hand.
Oh, I get it.
You got it? Now, Arush, you got it?
I didn't get it.
No, I can explain you later. What the saint meant is that the life of pigeon is in your hand. That means the life of pigeon is in your hand. You can choose to make the pigeon live or you can choose to make the pigeon kill. Right? You can choose to make the pigeon dead or you can keep the pigeon alive. So in this way, even saint was not proved wrong. And what happened was because of this answer, right, that person, he broke down and he said that I am very sorry for all my actions and my sins. And, you know, he also, you know, asked the saint to forgive him. Did everybody get the answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Anubhavji, I think now you can close the session.
Okay, so we'll read that poem, my introduction, and we'll conclude, okay? Please open that my introduction poem. Open to everybody.
I have a question.
Say.
How do you know if you've attained Keva Gnan?
Who's attaining Keva Gnan? Okay, how do you know that you have completed this chapter and you remember it completely? Do you know or not?
Wait, what?
If you have read some chapter, now you know the name of five Parmeshthis, right? You learnt it and then you knew. So how do you know you have learnt it like you remember?
Because...
Yeah, because...
Knowledge attribute?
Yeah, same way Sarihan Parmeshthi has knowledge attribute and he knows it what he knows. Everything. I'll have Keval Gyan in my knowledge only, no? Today I can read only one book, then I'll be able to read all the books. So when I know when I read one book that I have read it, the same way I'll be knowing I have read all the books. Same way. Just intensity will grow larger. Today we have capacity for one book, then we'll have infinite books. But the knowledge thing remains same. The way of knowing things will remain same. Okay?
Okay.
Your question was, how do we know that we have Keval Gyan, right?
How do we know? How do people know if, like, you've attained Keval Gyan?
Okay, if I have attained Keval Gyan, then how will you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the moment we become Arhanta, okay, Devas come. From Dev Gati, Devas come, okay, and they celebrate it. In the next session, we'll be learning about the eras, okay? There are 6 eras. Like, in a year, there are 12 months, right? Then, in a fixed period of time, there are 6 partition of time, okay? First partition, second partition, third. Have you heard about 6 eras? Have you heard? 6 eras or 6 kal? Okay, we'll be learning it in this next session. Okay, so when Keval Gyan happens, na, it happens in the 4th part of the era. Okay? We are in the 5th part. So at present, we cannot attain Keval Gyan because we don't have such potential. Our bodies are not with that much potential that we can attain Keval Gyan. In the 4th part of time, in the 4th era of time, all these Tirthankaras happen. All these Bhagwans happen. Okay? They take birth, they take Diksha, they get Keval Gyan and they go to Moksha. So, when they get Keval Gyan, from Dev Gati, Devas come and celebrate. They play all the music, okay? They have divine music of their own. They celebrate it, they play those music instruments. And they come and then Bhagwans, if he is Tirthankar, his Samavsharan is made. So, when Samavsharan is being made, obviously everybody knows, oh, okay, he has attained Keval Gyan. Then again, in the body of Bhagwan, the body becomes all glowing. It becomes all new. His Sharir transforms into the Sharir of a Kevli Bhagwan. So, his eyes do not, you know, his eyelids do not get down and up. He does not get sweet. He does not get anything, he do not need to eat anything, he do not need to sleep, his blood becomes white. So there are many wonders happen in his body. When you go, when anybody approaches him, if there is loin and a cow, so loin will not kill the cow because it's the impression of the Bhagwan that he forgets to get angry or to kill somebody. He forgets to kill somebody. So these are the wonders that happens when you get Keval Gyan automatically. So we know that, yeah, he has attained Keval Gyan.
Okay.
And you know, there are stories like when Bhagwan got Keval Gyan and instantly he got moksha. Why? Because I'll tell you one story what happens to them. Like some old-fashioned villain comes, he picks up the Muniraj and he throws him into the sea. And while he's throwing him into the sea, he goes into his dhyan. And he, at that time, he attains Keval Gyan and he is going into the sea. So he is definitely going to die. And the moment he dies, he gets moksha. Like this way, Muniraj attains Keval Gyan also. So at that time, Devas don't get time to come, but they come after he attains moksha. Okay? I'll tell you the stories later, okay? So we'll conclude today my introduction. Okay, see, one by one of us will be singing, okay, one paragraph each, but rest of us can also join, but that one person will be the lead singer, so we have to don't overrule him. So we have to sing with him, not sing separately, okay? So I'll be starting with the first lines, okay, then two paragraph each, okay? Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with the fact, please my own throne. Natasha.
Wait, I have to sing the same part?
No, the later part.
No thirst or hunger reaches my address.
Sing it. No thirst or hunger reaches my address.
Okay. No thirst or hunger reaches my address. No cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam. Real, exultant, and supreme is my home. My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone.
Arush.
We shall
discriminate
ourselves from others, medicate upon our soul, and renounce worldly aversion. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness.
My home is full of happiness. Jamin.
My name is Pure Soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home. Filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Dia again. My name is Dia.
My name is Pure Soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home. Filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Very good, very good. So what I'll do, I'll give you all one, Sachinji will be sending you one file by tomorrow. And you'll just take help of your parents, take help of the material. That will have only questions that we have studied so far. Not many questions, very few questions. Fill it, send it, mail it again to us, and then we'll have a quiz next time. Okay? Thank you all, Jai Jinendra. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.